From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger says she will sign Local Law Number 2 of 2023, designating affordable housing a public purpose and creating a legal foundation so that the county can develop, maintain, manage, and provide affordable housing. County Legislator Abe Uchitel sponsored the law and said, and I quote, Local Law Number 2 goes beyond simply affirming housing as a priority in spirit. It has laid the foundation for Ulster County to invest in groundbreaking programs that will provide new units for much-needed housing for our community, end quote. In February, in her State of the County address, Metzger proposed a housing trust with an initial investment of $15 million to build affordable housing. Governor Kathy Hochul and many Hudson Valley officials say there is an affordable housing crisis in New York. Metzger said that one in three renters in Ulster County spend more than half their income on housing. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Nancy Kern reports in Columbia Green Media that Representative Mark Molinaro, a Republican from Dutchess County, on April 29th voted against a bill to end a two-year moratorium on duties placed on imported cells and modules used on solar farms. Most Republicans voted for the bill, but it will not pass the Democrat-controlled Senate nor be signed by President Joe Biden. And it passed 221 to 202, which means Molinaro, breaking with his party, did not jeopardize the bill passing in the House of Representatives. Even though the vote was mostly theater, Molinaro said, and I quote, repealing this moratorium could force domestic companies, including those in New York's 19th congressional district, to pay over $1 billion in retroactive duties, eliminate thousands of domestic jobs, and cancel planned solar projects. I broke with my own party and voted against today's legislation because it would kneecap our advances in domestic solar energy and eliminate jobs in upstate New York, end quote. Judging from comments included in the story, Molinaro's vote won't be popular with local Republicans who seem opposed to solar power. Greene County Legislature Chair Patrick Linger, a Republican, said, and I quote, I do not agree that it's used as a utility scale. I don't think that's the optimal use for solar, end quote. Athens Town Supervisor Michael Perrone said, and I quote, I don't think I agree entirely with Molinaro because there may be a pilot involved with the project, which means that on a town level, the town does not get full taxation, end quote. Republican County Legislator Thomas Hobart from Coxsackie said, and I quote, I don't see the residents of the region benefiting from the power that would be generated and would only experience the loss of open space, end quote. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District, though he lives in the 18th Congressional District. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Troy Record reports that Representative Paul Tonko introduced the New York-New Jersey Watershed Protection Act with New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis to protect the Hudson, Mohawk, and Raritan Rivers and their tributaries. In the Senate, all four New York and New Jersey Senators, Kirsten Gillibrand, Chuck Schumer, Cory Booker, and Bob Menendez, introduced the bill. Tonko said, and I quote, For too long, our New York-New Jersey watershed has been grossly underfunded despite being America's most polluted watershed. I've long pushed to support this critical waterway, driving forward federal restoration efforts that will have massive ripple effects, including protecting communities from flood risk, supporting local wildlife, improving water quality, and driving economic growth, end quote. The bill would attempt to coordinate restoration efforts of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, improve water quality, increase public access to the watershed, mitigate flood risk, and provide $20 million annually for watershed restoration grants through fiscal year 2029. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. James Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Melissa Miller, John Chandler, Christopher Scoville, Megan Palisa, and Kelly Fernback are running for 3 seats on the Ichabod Crane School District Board of Education in the May 16th election. Firm back of Kinderhook is an incumbent seeking re-election. Miller of Kinderhook wants to emphasize special education programs. Scoville of Kinderhook is running as a public education advocate. Chandler and Palisa did not sit for an interview or respond to the newspaper. Voting on the 2023-24 proposed school budget, school board candidates is from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on May 16th in the Ichabod Crane High School gym. And you can read more about the candidates at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.